Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. And I want my co-host Macaulay Matthews, who you just heard a couple of seconds ago. I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay? I'm doing all right. You know we're going to lead off with the Yankees. And momentarily, Macaulay's going to give us a Yankee update, what's going on. Of course, Yankees are in the seventh. He's going to give us an update momentarily. So here's a quick rundown. We're going to talk Yankees and, of course, the major Jeter injury. We'll shift gears with Jets' performance earlier today against the Colts. Talk a little Giants, which is underway. Talk about NBA, the Knicks and Nets preseason. And, of course, as usual, we're going to talk sports entertainment, talk a little WWE. And talk about TNA. They have Bound of Glory tonight, and Sting's going to be inducted. We'll talk about that later on. But without further ado, let's kick it to Macaulay for the update. What's going on?
Well, in the Yankee game right now, game two of this ALCS versus the Tigers, right now it's two runners on base, one on third, one on first, one out. I think it's Delvin Young, who looks like he's been eating three cheeseburgers. This guy has really gotten fat. But right now he's batting. He counters 0-2. Perota's on the mound, and he's a champion. Perota's been fantastic this whole postseason. But unfortunately, Yankees have been struggling with their bats and can't give them any runs, as usual. And so right now it's no score, but Tigers are winning right now.
Yeah, they got runners at the corners, as you just pointed out.
Yeah. Hopefully, Carota could get out of this jam and strike this sad ass out. I mean, Delvin Young out.
For sure, the listeners right now are checking out this game. This is a crucial, situation for the Yankees.
Double play.
Yep.
Oh no.
First. Oh, he dropped the ball.
Oh.
Thing got the force out at second, but for the Yankees, unfortunately for them, the Tigers just scored the first run of the game.
Yeah, Cano couldn't turn that double play.
1-0 Tigers.
The ball. They didn't have full control of that ball. So right now, the Tigers have gone up 1-0.
Yep, or as you call them, the kitty cats.
The kitty cats, yeah. We have to do this for Jeter. Jeter got injured last night in that game one in the 12th inning, and we have to do this for him, and we have to win this series for him. Beat these little kitty cats.
And let's recap, of course. I'm pretty sure everybody who listens to this show knows what happened, but for those who don't know, of course, last night in the extra inning game, the first game of the ALCS, of course, Yankee beat the Orioles in five games the previous series. Yankees, they were down 4-0 in the ninth. Ichiro Suzuki hit his two-run home run, first postseason home run of his career. And then Raul Ibanez, home run derby Ibanez, he hits his patented, that's his finishing move, the two-run home run, the game-tying two-run home run. And, of course, yesterday he did that yesterday.
Yeah, man. Ibanez has been a saint for us, man. I don't know where we would be without Ibanez in this postseason with all these other guys in the lineup struggling, man.
If Ibanez wasn't here, man, you guys totally you guys would be playing golf right now.
You guys.
with the Mets and Red Sox and all the other teams in the baseball, pretty much. Yeah, there's no lie in that.
Yeah, Ibanez, he's been a great pickup, man, this year. Guy's like, what, 50 years old or something?
Yeah, man.
I
mean,
been great.
He has been. I mean, ever since he was in Seattle, that last year, when he became a free agent, teams were after this guy, and he showed ever since he went to Philadelphia, he's a real clutch player. I mean, he's showed it ever since he's been with the, especially when he's been with the Phillies.
Yep.
And of course with you guys, I mean, he hasn't skipped a beat.
Definitely.
I mean, Father Time hasn't catched up to him yet.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a saint, man. Without him, Baltimore probably wins that series, maybe.
Hands down, because nobody else is doing nothing. Swisher didn't do nothing as usual in the postseason. Teixeira,
A-Rod. Teixeira's been good. Teixeira has been bad. The top guys, A-Rod, Cano, who finished the season really hot. His bat has been cold. He's going 23 at bats without a hit.
Yeah, in the regular season, the Grandy Man can. In the postseason, the Grandy Man can't. I mean, he did hit a home run, I believe yesterday, right?
He did hit a home run. He did have a good game yesterday, but other than that, throughout this postseason, he struggled as well.
Yeah, everybody.
It's like when one person struggles, the whole team struggles.
Exactly, except for Ibanez, man.
Yeah,
man. It's the New York Ibanez, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And I know you must have felt it, man. As soon as I saw Ibanez came up, man, I knew he was going to do it.
Well, I was not watching the game. I was keeping track of the game on my phone. So when I saw the Yankees were down 4-0, I was like, we lost this game. Come back tomorrow and try to win the next game. But then I check in the ninth, I see it's 4-4. I'm like, what the hell? What happened?
Oh, man. Yeah, Ichiro happened. He tied the game with a two-run home run, and of course, like I just mentioned, Ibañez does what he does best.
Yeah,
tied the game with a two-run home run.
Yeah, and I heard that Yankees had a chance to actually win the game in 11th.
Mm-hmm.
But was it A-Rod that came out and grounded out? Maybe, I think someone grounded out.
Possible.
But we had a chance in 11, but couldn't finish it in 12. My boy Jeter fractures his ankle, done for the season. And the Tigers score in that top of the 12, two runs, and Yankees go down.
Yeah, it's serious, you know. He's going to be out for 3 months. And, of course, you know what that means, everybody. He's out for the rest of the postseason.
Yeah, more fucking. I mean.
Forgive him, folks. You know, he's really passionate about it. In trouble.
Pardon my French. Well, yeah, I hope he has a quick, a speedy recovery, and he'll be back for next season ready. And he managed to still get his 200 postseason hit, which is, that's the phenomenal. I mean, that's like, you have players who can't even get two hits in the postseason, but
yeah, actually, Yankees, his teammates. But seriously, hopefully, it's not too serious. You know, he'll be back to the way he was, coming, spring training. So
yeah, definitely.
Yankees have uphill battle to climb.
Yeah, let's do this for Jeter. Let's come back. Let's be underdogs. we've been rattled with injuries all year, and we've strived through it,
Yankees and underdogs isn't the sentence that I don't think that sentence has ever been uttered by anybody else other than you.
Hey, we're like underdogs right now, You got to play like it.
Well, you got to have that. I mean, Yankees are used to that us against the world mentality. And, of course, with those 27 championships, it's worked out for them. So.
Yep.
But
well,
with
our captain out, I mean, we got to play. We got to have some leadership on the team right now. We need the veteran guys to step up.
Yep. Absolutely right about that. And talking about, veterans stepping up, the Jets game, man, they finally showed up at home.
Mm-hmm.
MetLife Stadium finally became JetLife Stadium for at least one day.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, Jets won, what was it? I think, what was it, 35-9 or something? 38-9? I can't remember the score off the top of my head.
Yeah, the Colts are not a good team. Not a good team.
Yeah. Andrew Luck was bad luck for them today.
Yeah, pretty much. He's a rookie, so, he's learning as he goes along.
Yep. And, man, the Jets had the defense had a parade on him, man. I mean, Carl Marti, he was awesome. I mean, he had some plays that Reggie Wayne beat him, but for the most part, while the game was on the line, he really dominated. And he had some picks that, if it wasn't for some penalties, would have led to, a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But a pick six, but, he had a great game. Sean Green, on the offense, I mean, he scored three touchdowns. He rushed, he had a career high in rushing, but like over 170 yards rushing. I mean, he had a great game. Mark Sanchez had a terrific game as the offense, scored five touchdowns.
Yep.
Tim Tebow had a, pretty good game as well. Had a 22-yard pass, a pretty good game for the whole team.
Yeah, it was a good quality win. Jets wanted to avoid being 2-4.
You
back
mean
at 500
2-5?
Right, no, 2-4. If they lost, they would have been 2-4.
Oh yeah, you're right. 2-4, right? Because they're 3-3 now, right? the math in my mind.
But they're back at 500, so, you know, hopefully from here, you know, they can play better. And, you know,
and you know what's coming up. They got to go on the road, and of course, you know who they're going to face. Tom Brady mm-hmm. and the New England Patriots.
Yep.
So, good thing they're you know, the Jets are in right back mode. They finally woke up, and hopefully... Hopefully the Patriots defense will feed the Jets more.
Yeah. So. And the Patriots, or did they win today?
I haven't checked that out yet.
Let me see. I think they might be playing right now. Let me check.
But you know, a great win for them. You know, had they lost today, that would have been three straight Jet losses at home, and you know,
yeah.
You could have pretty, I mean, even though they would have had nine more games to go after this, but you could have pretty much written the season off. I mean,
yeah,
the way how they you know, they looked disoriented. The offense was, you know, I mean, prior to today, I mean, they couldn't get anything right, but I mean, today was pretty much the blueprint of what you expect the Jets to be all year.
Yeah, they played good today. But, you know, again, it's against the Colts.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. They just got to...
Bad teams, you know, they have to beat the bad teams.
Yeah, that's how, you know, that's how you become good. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and, you know, you steal some wins from, you know, the upper echelon teams.
Yep.
So, definitely. You know, hit my hat, you know, even though this is live radio... You know, I'm giving them a standing ovation right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there has been talk still. There's still talks about putting, you know, Tebow in. A lot of people still want to see Tebow because Sanchez, he has struggled a bit, but
yep.
I mean, he has shown that he's old Sanchez that we saw in his first 2 years. But got to continue from here, man. He's got to continue playing good so people could have faith in him.
Exactly. So for at least one day, Tebow mania, you know, taking over,
yep.
You know, has been silencing.
Yep, definitely.
Has been silenced. So hopefully they can, Sanchez will be his vintage form against the, you know, the Patriots, and hopefully
Let's
get
hope
this
so.
Game, this winning, this one game winning streak, extend this one game winning streak, so.
Yep.
J-E-T-S, Jets. Oh, by the way, speaking of Jets, before I move on, you heard John Cena was like the honorary captain for today's game.
Yeah, I heard about that, which is strange.
The reason why he did that is because, you know, it's to promote, you know, WrestleMania 29, which is going to be at MetLife Stadium. For the first time ever. So that's their reasoning behind that.
Right.
But we'll talk more WWE at the end of the show. Moving on, let's talk Big Blue. They're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing good right now. Alex Smith just threw an interception. Niners look like they haven't woke up for this game yet. They're not doing good on offense.
I'm sorry, we'll continue.
Yeah, their defense is not playing good today. Eli Manning is just throwing whenever he feels like he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And Giants have two teams. They're up 17-3 right now and they're going to score even more. So it looks like they might get a field goal here, which might make it 23. The Niners not looking good right now.
Yeah, I think they're having flashbacks about the playoff game last year.
Yep.
Of course, you know, Mac will keep us posted on that. And, of course, the Yankee game, that both games are being played currently as we speak.
Yes.
And hopefully Eli can keep it up because it looks like he's on to the victory right now.
Yeah, it's 23 right now. So Niners, I don't know. They got to be, like, right back. They have to wake up.
in your case, you don't want them to wake up.
Yeah.
You want them to be in a coma. But good luck with the Giants. We'll keep you posted on any changes that happen. And shifting gears, Knicks is 2-1 on preseason.
Yeah, give it up for the Knicks.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully they'll play this well in regular season, which I think they will. But
I hope so. I expect big things this year, man.
I do too. The Knicks players expect a 50-win season. With the talent they have, I mean, sure, most of them are really up there. And if Rasheed Wallace does make the team, the team will literally, not just jokingly saying this, it will literally be the oldest team in NBA history.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys who are old but have experience, which can be good,
Yeah. And most of the veteran guys on the team, have championship experience except for, Amari and Carmelo. So, hopefully, they buy into the system. And, Jason Kidd does what he usually does and make his teammates better, off the bench. And you got Felton bouncing back from last year.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a great year,
I hope so, man. I really hope so.
Yeah, man. I mean, shoot. The Knicks is the first team I've, ever rooted for and still root for, man. It'd be nice. I mean, been a Knicks fan for at least 20 years, so, it'd be nice if I could, finally see one of my teams, win the championship. So, what I mean?
I think they're going to have a good year. I mean, Jason Kidd, they got a lot of experience with Jason Kidd, Camby, Thomas.
Yep.
Carmelo, Sotomayor, so I hope they look good so far in preseason, but then again, there's some players who haven't played.
Yeah. Yeah, Amari hasn't played because he has a knee problem.
Yeah.
So they're being cautious with him. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, why? Why? Worsen the play doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
So they're just being cautious with him.
Yep.
Copeland, this guy yesterday, he scored I think 21 points yesterday. So he
really
was trying to make the team. Chandler, he played well. He had 16 points. He had some alley-oop passes, I think, from Kidd.
Nice.
So he, looks like he's in season form. Carmelo's been playing well. Scored 23 points yesterday. But then again, it's just preseason to me is just pretty much, warm up and the only thing that's important in preseason is guys trying to make the team, whether they're veterans like, Wallace trying to, try to, resuscitate his career, or guys like Copeland or Serna, who's a guy who apparently shoots well from college, and he's trying to, make the Knicks team. It's for those guys who's trying to make the team who, who aren't guaranteed.
Yep.
So, keep an eye on that. And also, the Nets, they had their NBA debut. I mean, obviously, it's not their real one because their real one's going to be November 1st at Barclays Center against the big, bad New York Knicks.
Yep.
November 1st.
Season opener.
Yep. So they won their game yesterday, but hopefully it won't happen on November 1st, and it matters.
They're gonna bust their ass.
And then all the bandwagon Nets fans will be wearing Knicks jerseys.
I know, right? Watch as the Nets lose during the season. Let's see how many of them come back to the Knicks.
Yep. But any case, let's switch over to sports entertainment here.
WWE.
Yeah, let's talk WWE. Of course, the biggest news: CM Punk and Vince had a match I don't think it ever officially started, but, you know, they had a, I guess you could call it a good match, you know. It was a real good match. I don't know if it's official, but, you know, they had, you know, CM Punk and Vince hitting each other with kendo sticks. You know, it looked like a, you know, a nice old-fashioned brawl.
Yeah, brawl.
But what, you know, made it controversial is that at the end of the match, CM Punk, you know, in typical heel fashion, he ran away.
Oh,
what happened? This
another interception, Alex Smith threw. Giants are starting to score again now at the 10. Wow. Three interceptions today. Bad ones.
Whoa, baby.
Wow, he is not having a good day today. I don't know what he's looking at.
He's looking at the interception. That's what he's looking at.
That one was a bad one. I think Giants are playing a zone. That's why. But sorry, Will. Sorry to interrupt you with that.
No. Hey, like I mentioned, feel free to update anytime. What's going on in the Yankee one? Is it still 1-0 Tigers?
1-0 Tigers going to top 8. Yankees had a chance to score, but of course, just like we've been throughout this whole postseason, can't advance the runner or allow him to score, and we go down.
Don't you just wish Ibanez could come up at the plate every inning?
Man, I wish every player was Ibanez. I was a clone of T. Ibanez, man. Seriously. Seriously, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I saw on SNL or something, they were saying that he looked like it was either SNL or Jimmy Fallon show. Like he was saying that how it was Jimmy Fallon show. Somehow I was watching it Friday and they said he was saying that how Raul Ibanez looked like Voldemort from Harry Potter.
He does. He does. With the bald head, yeah.
But, back to the WWE thing. I lost my train of thought there. CM Punk, he ran into the audience, you know, to run away when Ryback came out.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is WWE didn't have security in that area. So, you know, some fans were attacking CM Punk, you know, because he's a villain now, which obviously that situation would have never happened if it was, just before the Raw 1000 episode when CM Punk turned heel. I mean, because CM Punk was so popular. So, obviously, as a villain, if he was still a good guy, he wouldn't have this problem. But apparently fans were hitting him from behind, and, you know, he snapped and he attacked a fan, you know.
Yeah, and he punched someone.
Yeah, he punched the guy. He slapped the guy, you know, gave the guy like a backhanded slap, and then
yep.
He turned around and punched the guy on live TV, and you know he might face some
suspension maybe or lawsuit.
Yeah, or maybe even WWE might make him lose his title even quicker than he's supposed to.
Man, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, because the rumors are so far that he's gonna lose his title at Royal Rumble to The Rock. Potentially. But, what else happened? Well, they're going to have
the main thing that I remember.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Well, in TNA, they have their Bound for Glory, which is like their biggest, and one of their biggest, if not their biggest event.
Oh.
Being kind of adjusted to their first ever TNA Hall of Fame.
Months.
Yeah, but the team, host himself.